Grabbing the net, he headed for the couch where he'd left Artemis sleeping. She was still lying right in her spot, unconscious.
Good. You know, you could kill her right here, right now.
The temptation was strong. But then, what fun would it really be? She was unconscious. She wouldn't feel it, wouldn't know it. Besides, she was a goddess. To kill her while she still had her godhood would cause a rift in the universe. The only way to destroy a god was to dispense or absorb their powers and then kill them. Not to mention, he wanted to see her suffer. He wanted to look her dead in the eyes when he sucked her powers out and reestablished his godhood. Wanted her to know the abject humiliation and pain of being completely vulnerable. And that he could only do if she were awake and alive. Damn. With that in mind, he took his time cocooning her in the webbing. Let her be held down by her own weapon. It was only fitting. If he was lucky, she'd cry like a baby and beg for a mercy he had no intention of giving her. Oh yeah, he could hear her now.
Please, Sin, please let me go. I'll do anything.
Bark like a dog.
She would, too. She'd be crying and hysterical, and he'd just laugh at her.
He savored the very thought of it.
Sin paused as he secured her feet and glanced up at her face. To his deepest chagrin, he actually had to admit that she was beautiful. In a lethal, snake-like, venomous bitch sort of way. In his murderous dreams, he'd forgotten exactly how graceful and attractive she was. But here and now, he remembered things he'd buried 3,000 years ago. He'd gone to her temple that day because she'd intrigued him. Granted, goddesses were beautiful, but Artemis had been exceptionally attractive even by their high standards. She told him how lonely she was, how she wanted someone who understood her. He'd stupidly considered her a kindred spirit. And like everyone else he'd ever known, she'd turned on him. Kindred spirit nothing. She'd laughed in his face and had reduced him to a pathetic immortal. He didn't see anything beautiful about her now, but he did find it odd that she had blonde hair instead of the vibrant red she was famous for. Maybe that was because she'd been in the human world and she was trying to pass as one of them for some reason. Still, her body was the same. Tall, graceful, and well-built, she was put together like the goddess she was. Any man, immortal or otherwise, would kill to have access to a woman like this. And Sin remembered a time when he'd been so attracted to her that he would have done anything to make her happy. Now all he wanted was to kill her.
Hey, Sin.
He paused as he saw his servant, Kish, coming into the room. Just under 6 feet tall, Kish appeared to be in his mid-20s, but in reality the man was almost 3,000 years old. Like Sin, he had jet black hair and dark olive skin, only his hair, unlike Sin's, hung just past his shoulders. Kish froze in place as he saw the woman on the couch.
Boss? What you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
Kish made a face as he scratched at the area right above his left ear.
It's looking pretty kinky. And here's where I should remind you that kidnapping a woman in this day and age, and in this country in particular, is a federal offense.
Sin wasn't amused.
Yes, and in your original time period, it was a capital offense that resulted in the man's testicles being cut off before he was beheaded.